Welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you can hear poets and poetry. I'm Steve Brody, singing in for Conrad, and here's my poem, Cursive Repurposed. It's not that my writing is fine. In fact, in bad lighting, I can't read it myself. But I always suppose that my grandchildren's children, discovering my journal and, of course, my old diary, slick, gold-leafed, rich as a relic itself, would conjure a view of that rascally genius, the writer they'd figure great-grandpa must have been. But now I read, online of course, in letters more ghostly than real, that children no longer need lessons in script, else what's a keyboard for? Child of my child of my child, removed from my scribbles 2 ages and more, what will you make of these strange and irregular marks, curves and crosses, loops and odd lines? How connect them with meaning, with authorship, thoughts, in a time when even the keyboard is gone, and words undergo a magical passage from mouth to obliging machine? These were made by great-grandpa, the painter, she'd guess, and she'll copy the drawings on walls and on clothes. Perhaps she can copyright them, start a new business. Reproductions will sell for big bucks. But my question for you, future spawn, bereft of this older and tactile connection of mind to meaning, is this. It may be art, but how can you make it a poem? Cursive Repurposed by Steve Brody. Thanks for listening.